This is a big game for the Heat because I feel as though you get a win here. You won two in a row, the first two on a road trip, and then things maybe get a little bit easier for this team, and maybe they make a run to get out of the play-in. But the fact of the matter is they've been in the play-in the past 2 years, and it has not been so great. So who do you turn to when you want Heat beat writing here in South Florida? Mr. Heat beat himself, Ira Winderman. Ira Winderman wrote an article. It was during the All-Star break, but pretty much there's only been one game since the All-Star break. Want to time take a look at how the Heat can avoid going to the play-in. And Vlad, I see you're shaking your head saying this is a play-in team. I don't want to hear anything else.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's why, you know what? That's why I got love for you, Bree. You're so optimistic, man.
I really feel good about this.
Yeah, and I'm realistic.
Okay, so. Well, let's hear some of the statements and some of the facts that might help you believe like me. Maybe when I say you, not you, Vlad, but you. Listening. 305-567-056. He also. According to Tankathon, I don't know why he's looking at Tankathon, the Heat have the NBA's sixth easiest strength of schedule remaining based on winning percentages of remaining opponents. It is a schedule graced with three remaining games against the league's worst, Washington Wizards. Don't lose any of those games. Two against the Charlotte Hornets. Don't lose any of those games. Who stand the second worst in the East to Washington. So there you go. Hopefully you got five built-in wins right there. And you have sixth easiest strength of schedule. Okay, that's just a positive. I know you're probably saying right now, Vlad, I'll give you the argument. They're going to lose some of those games. Then they're going to beat someone like the Bucks, and they're going to lose one to the Washington Wizards. I got you on that. Here's some more fuel to the fire. Of the Heat's 29, now 28, remaining games, 18 are at home. 10 of them are on the road. I'm subtracting the Toronto game. By comparison, the Hawks have 17 remaining home games. The Magic have 14 remaining home games. And the Pistons have 14 remaining home games. So we have more home games than the guys or other teams that we're competing with. And Vlad, I know what you're saying. Once again, you take this segment off because I'll do both of our parts. Vlad's going to say, and if I'd say something that's out of line or incorrect, just correct me. We're not a very good home team. We're 12-11 on the season. What makes you think we're going to go on this magical run while we're at home? Okay, I got you, Vlad. I understand. I'm just stating some facts. Don't get on me, man. Calm down. It's going to be all right. How about this? The Heat ranked 10th in the league in clutch games. Oh, we love that here in South Florida, that clutch games thing where every game is close and we have to try to win. But that's the NBA. Games within 5 points at any point in the final 5 minutes. But the Heat also 25th in clutch game winning percentage. They're 11-15, meaning even a slight twist of fate could alter the record. Well, that's it. All you got to ask is that you're in it at the end of the game. Hey, find ways to win. Now, I know what you're saying, Vlad. You're saying, dude, so you mean every game is going to come down to a play here or there? Are you confident that this team is going to make all the plays? Or maybe half the time they make all the plays, half the time they don't. Hence why you're a 500 team and a play-in team. I know, Vlad, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm saying if you got to believe in somebody, you got to believe in Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, Tyler Hero's having an all-career year, Andrew Wiggins played really good the other night against a really bad Toronto team. I got you. I understand. Want some more? Okay. Here we go. We'll look at the other teams that we're going to be playing. We're up against the sixth seed right now, Detroit Pistons. Well, the Heat trail the series 2-1. Okay, one home meeting remaining. So there's another game. We get them at home. The Pistons, we can tie the series on the season 2-2. They have the 13th hardest remaining schedule. So they did add Dennis Schroeder, who we wanted. Oh, we did have Dennis Schroeder for a minute, didn't we? We had him for a minute, just a minute. We traded him. We needed somebody else. So, okay, see how that goes. Orlando Magic. Now, that series season ended 2-2, so we're even, Steven. They have the seventh easiest record. That's one spot harder than the Heat. So that's a little something right there. And I know what you're saying, Vlad. I know, man. You're saying, so basically they have the same strength of schedule and they don't face each other. Whatever. I got you. I understand. Basically the same strength of schedule, Orlando and the Miami Heat. And Orlando, we did lose to them when they were not healthy at all. They're starting to get healthy. I got you, Vlad. That's cool. I understand. Number eight, Atlanta, who I don't believe in at all. They have the eighth easiest record with the remaining strength of schedule. That's two spots harder than the Heat. Now, you're probably saying, Vlad, two spots? Come on, Dan. Seriously, that's basically the same strength of schedule. I got you. But would you rather have the easier or the harder one by just inches? I'll take that. So, got a little clarity now on what's going to happen going out Will the Miami Heat still be 500? Will the Miami Heat take advantage of the easier strength of schedule and a whole lot of home games? I'm saying probably. Probably. I think you can jump the Heat. Vlad, now you can jump in. I think you can jump the Atlanta Hawks for 8. That does not get you out of the play-in. I don't know if you can jump the Orlando Magic, who you are a half a game behind, though. You're 3 games behind the Pistons. Orlando's good.
Playing again? You're playing. First of all, you're talking about a whole new team, right? So we're talking about a team that just got players 2 weeks ago that they got to be – you got to find chemistry.
Let's look at this.
Get the roster. Get the right team together. Get your right closing team. You know, you have to get that closing five that you want to end the game. They don't have any of that. As of yet, they know all they know is that they got Tyler, they got Bam, and these young guys, they're going to have to show some, you know, they're going to have to show consistency. Jaime's had a sophomore slump. Nico goes up and down.
Yeah.
Khalil Ware has been up and down.
Yeah, he hasn't been scoring a lot lately.
So once the young guys can show some consistency, then I would have a better outlook on the team.
Okay. Updated standings, though. Maybe I'll give you a little more positivity. You are now ahead of the Hawks. They've lost 2 in a row, so they're trending down. You won that one. You are percentage points behind the Orlando Magic, and we know the series is tied 2-2 in the season, but you're 3 games behind the Pistons.
You can make up 3 games. That's not a problem.
You get one game at home against the Pistons, so that's a game that you can easily make
you
up.
Can make up you can get – listen, 6 seed is not out of the realm possibility. And with the coaching – the history, the players, you should expect the Heat to get the 6.
But Pistons have won 5 in a row.
But I'm also watched this team play 54 games this season.
That's true.
And they're 2 games below 500. And like the great Bill Parcells says, your record says who you are.
It does.
And they're right now a below 500 team. Can they get any, can they show some continuity and get any chemistry with this new roster now? Because this is the roster. They don't got to worry about anything anymore. You don't want to talk about number, you know, players that were formerly here or anything like that. You don't got to talk about that.
Except on March 25th.
Well, when March 25th is still a month away. So, show some consistency. That's good win. Good win against Toronto.
Good. Hopefully a good win tonight.
You win against Milwaukee, and they have both their players playing. Like, if you beat a full Milwaukee team, minus Bobby Portis, but fine. You beat them with Giannis and Dame. That's a great win, and then you're going into Atlanta tomorrow.
Back-to-backs against Atlanta.
Right. So that's obviously important because both teams are trying to get up into the 6th seed. And
we're a game ahead of Atlanta.
Okay, cool. I mean,
next stretch is vital.
But here's the thing. The Heat are not that – listen, and here's another thing.
It's a lot of games in a short period of time.
I'll tell you, because I'm happy you're talking about the standings. So my dad and I were watching the Lakers-Nuggets game last night. The Lakers looked pretty impressive. And then my dad, they showed the Western Conference standings. My dad saw the Suns. He was like, damn, Suns all the way in the bottom? Damn, they stink. Like, you know what I'm saying? He said it in Creole, which was hysterical.
That's even better.
But
the Suns are a game out of the 10th spot.
But then when you look at it, it's like, damn, like that's a talented team. Well, at least they got 3 talented players. You wouldn't think they would be in the 10th seed. Same thing with the East, man. You can't mess around in the NBA and think you're going to a bad team's place. You're playing a team with a way below 500 record and just think you can half-ass it and win. No, you can't. You cannot do that. There's teams that got very good players, young players who are trying to make their name in the league, and they're going to come and they're going to bust your ass and win the game. And those are the games that the Miami Heat seem to lose. There's games that the Heat can beat the best teams in the world. And you look like, damn, this team can make some noise. They've shown me that they're an inconsistent team. The players have been inconsistent. Even the coach, who I regard as the best coach in the game, it's been inconsistent this season.
Let's get some consistent wins. This next stretch of games is big. So you got Toronto. You took care of them. You got the Bucks tonight. Then tomorrow you've got Atlanta. And then Wednesday you've got Atlanta again. Big stretch for the Miami Heat.
Every game from now on is playoff games.
You have a 3-game losing streak at this point, and you could find yourself at number 10.